Welcome to the Eddie Hite Podcast. We are continuing our theme of Psalm 23 for days and times like these in which we live. In these days of inflation, economic uncertainty, soaring food and gas prices, broken supply chains, empty store shelves, we need Psalm 23. It is a psalm of faith. It is a psalm of God's faithfulness to provide and to protect and to care for His people. If you haven't heard episode 1 from yesterday, I hope you go back and listen to it, because Psalm 23, verse 1, is the basis for everything else that is said. David simply said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And we elaborated on that yesterday. But everything else is tied to this first statement. Everything else is conditioned on this first statement. Every other promise in this wonderful psalm is conditioned on that first statement of reality, of truth: "The Lord is my shepherd." Have you made the Lord your shepherd? Is He your shepherd? David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. And because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And then we go into verse 2. "He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters." This is a picture of the caring shepherd. David would never take his sheep into pasture land that was already eaten over and that was dry and barren and burned over. No, he would never do that. He cared for the sheep. And so he would take them. And the word green pastures, it refers to young and tender grass. "He makes me to lie down in green pastures." Yes, we have a lot of challenges in life and difficulties, but it's from our own bad decisions. It's consequences of our bad decisions. It's also because we live in a fallen, sinful world, and there are wicked, evil people in the world whose decisions can also have a negative bearing and effect on us. And then there are Satan and demons that we have to deal with. But we must always believe in the goodness of the Lord our shepherd. As we become more and more yielded to Him and recognize His voice and follow our shepherd, then we will find Him leading us into those places of peace and tranquility, and those places where we are nourished and fed and cared for, those green pastures. Oh, may we learn to hear His voice more and more. You know, John chapter 10, and we'll be alluding it to a lot, John chapter 10 this week, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd," because you see, Jesus is the fulfillment of all these Old Testament names of God. If I may go back to verse 1 for a moment, he says, "The Lord is my shepherd." That is actually one word, Yahweh Rohi. Now, we discussed the meaning of Lord yesterday. It's the personal covenant name of God. And there are at least 8 compound names of Yahweh that speak of His, what He is to His people and His covenant relationship to His people. There are words like Yahweh Yiri, the Lord our provider. Sometimes we hear it pronounced Jehovah Jireh, more literally Yahweh Yiri. We hear of Jehovah Rapha, more literally Yahweh Rophe, which means the Lord our healer. Well, this is Yahweh Rohi, which means the Lord our shepherd. And what David is acknowledging, I have a covenant with God. I've entered into a covenant relationship with Almighty God in which He is my shepherd. And because He is my shepherd, I shall not want. And he makes me to lie down in green pastures. His intentions are all good for me. Yes, his ultimate purpose is to make us holy, to transform us into the likeness of Jesus Christ, as it says in Romans 8:29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. And what I'm saying in this, it's not God's ultimate will just to make everybody happy and to give everybody a Rolls Royce and everybody a big mansion. No. God, first of all, God wants to make us holy. He wants to make us into the likeness of his Son, of Jesus Christ. But the more we become like Jesus, and the more we come into relationship with him and we know his voice, then these blessings will come, not as the ultimate goal in life, but as byproducts of the fact that we are seeking him who is our shepherd. We're getting to know him and to hear his voice. And then the byproduct of that is the fact then these blessings begin to flow because we're following him, and he leads us into the green pastures, and he leads us beside the still waters. Those still waters means waters of rest. And you have to realize that sheep are very poor swimmers because they have so much wool, and the water gets soaks up into their wool, and it pulls them down and weights them down. And so they are afraid of water, especially running water. And a sheep gets around running water where they see it swiftly and see the noise. They begin to put their feet in the ground and they begin to back up. They're afraid of running water. And the shepherd knows that. And so he doesn't drive the sheep to drink from a running stream. He doesn't drive them to cross a running stream. But what he will do, he will build a dam and create a small still pond so that the smallest lamb is not afraid to go there and drink. And one thing this tells us is God does not drive us. No, he leads us. If you are feeling, anytime you feel driven, like an impulsion, I've got to say this or I've got to act a certain way, that's probably not your shepherd. He doesn't drive us. He leads us beside the still waters of rest. Yes, he will call us sometimes to take steps of faith that will stretch our faith, but he will never drive us into situations for which we are not prepared. No, he leads us beside the still waters. He leads us beside the waters of rest. And if I'm speaking to someone today and your soul is in turmoil and you're filled with anxiety and fears and frustrations, that is not God. Your shepherd wants to lead you. He will lead you. And it's not always a physical, geographical place, but he will lead you in your mind. Oh, I can't tell you how many times when my soul has been in turmoil and the Holy Spirit will come and give me thoughts. It may be scripture, but I know it's from him. And his word comes and it settles the raging waters, it settles the stormy upset in my life, and the waters, and once again, I'm there at the waters of rest. My friends, Let the Holy Spirit today lead you beside those still waters. Allow Him to lead you into those green pastures. God has green pastures and waters of rest for His people today. But you see, this is all contingent upon the fact that He is our shepherd and we're learning to hear His voice. I want to close with an experience I had. It hasn't been that long ago, but I was down by the lake. And I went there to pray, and I was sitting in my car looking out over the lake, and it was just a really pleasant, peaceful setting. But this very day, it was just extra still. There did not seem to be any wind at all. There was not a leaf, the smallest leaf was still, nothing flapping in the wind. I mean, it was still. And I looked out on the water. There were a few sailboats out there, but they weren't moving. And there was not a single ripple on the water. Just everything was everything was just completely still. And I was looking on that and enjoying it. I heard the Holy Spirit say, "That's how it's supposed to be in your soul." All that stillness, that quietness, that rest that Jesus talked about when He said to come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and you will find rest for your souls. Your shepherd wants to lead you, make you lie down in green pastures today and lead you beside the waters of rest. Declare He's your shepherd today. Lord, we take You today as our shepherd to lead, guide, protect us all along the way. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm Eddie Hyatt. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. A lot of resources there that will bless you and help you. And I'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.